来香美丽哟。Hi guys, this is Kelly on Freshman Radio. Today is the 7th of July. That means we're heading to London next week. And today we are having Chuck as a guest because she's going to London with us as well. And yeah, we had Yukino as a guest last week and then talked about how she's motivated to London. And this time, yeah, we're going to have a chat and talk about those kind of things as well. And I'm sorry about my voice because I caught a cold, so it kind of like sounds a bit like a nose, like a runny nose. And then like sometimes, like, you know, it sounds like a boy, but it's still me. It's still Kali. So just in case, I just need to tell you that. Okay. So today's first song is a Chuck's song, and this is called As a Shadow. Enjoy it.
She walks along the meadow. The boy that finds her waves his hand right through the shaking window. As she walks up to him, the path becomes more narrow. As the sun is setting, the girl's left in the meadow. Can you?
Yeah, listening to Fresh on Radio, and that was today's guest Chuck with As a Shadow. And yeah, we're gonna have a Chuck now. Welcome!
Hello! Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for coming again. Yeah, last time when we had you as a guest, we talked about the ghost stuff.
Oh, yeah! We did.
Yeah, and actually, like, we had a meeting with the photographer, like, 2 days ago in Japan. And I mean, I guess, over Skype. I'm here in London, and Kenji and Koichi and the photographer. And then she told me, like, she was, like, planning something.
Related to ghosts?
Yeah. So, like, maybe we can have this, like, a drinking party or something. Then we're going to talk about a ghost or stuff. So I told her, like, yeah, Chuck has a really scary story. So she said, wow, that's good. And, like, they said, like, they're very excited to hear.
Oh!
Yeah, but also, like, you know, we've already talked about that on my radio show. So, yeah. But it's not, like, a new surprise and stuff. But, yeah, she said, like, she's still very surprised.
Happy about that?
Yeah, excited.
Great.
Too. Yeah. That is really scary one, wasn't it? Okay, so...
Yep.
Hyper Japan.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Of course you are. I mean, we are excited as well because...
Yeah.
It just suddenly like that, like, settled, like, we confirmed that you guys, like, I mean, like, you and Yukino would go to perform at Hyper Japan, so...
And today, after I heard about the band...
I'm sorry, yeah. It was not like I was hiding something from you. It just...
It was a great surprise.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good to hear. Yeah, because like Akala is a great band. Mm-hmm. And, oh yeah, because you know, listener doesn't know about that. Okay, so it's because Chuck is gonna perform at the mini events while she's gonna stay in London. And then one of them, like, she's going to perform as a band.
On 19th, right?
Yeah, on 19th of July. So, and then that band could be Colors. So, yeah. You know, that's kind of like a special collaboration. And you and the Colors.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not like I was hiding or something. I just, like,
I'm
you know.
Really honored.
It's going to be really great, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I have been thinking about a name of a band. I mean, like, I know that it's not a proper band. It's a one, like, night thing, so called. I mean, so I know that I shouldn't give a name for a band, but in my mind, there is a name, Scavengers.
Scavengers.
So I guess I would have... You know, I would let them know our secret band name and then try to create the really cool, you know, atmosphere.
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, like, you should keep, totally, you should keep them the name.
You think so?
Yeah, and then we can put that name on, like, a flyer and on, like, a Facebook page and everywhere. But in case, like, I have to put your name as well, like, Chuck.
Yeah, of course.
After that. Otherwise, you know, no one's gonna know that, hey, I heard like Chuck is gonna perform at my tonight's event.
Yeah, and my friend wouldn't know.
Yeah, I can't find her name here. So is she really performing tonight? That's gonna happen. So
yeah
I think we're gonna put your name as well. But you still should, give them name, I think.
Because when I create songs and performances, I try to scavenge things. I mean, like, I try to borrow things from other works such as books, music.
Right.
Like any interesting things. So I would give a name related to borrowing or stealing, but stealing is a little bit too strong
too
for
strong,
a name. So
yeah,
I
like
thought scavenging would be a proper name. So scavengers, like, we scavenge things from, like, you know.
That's really actually really interesting. So maybe you should make like some, how to say, T-shirts.
Really?
Maybe you can sketch something, like a logo or something for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's because you just said that on this radio show. It's actually official now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It just came to my mind and I just said it and
it's official.
Yeah.
So obvious. Right, so yeah, Hyper Japan and then two other events you're gonna perform at. So how do you feel about that now? Are you very excited?
Very, very excited, of course.
Of course you are.
Of course.
So as our event schedule, on 14th of July, you are going to perform at the Prayer Party. At the Pipeline is a venue's name, and the Pipeline in Liverpool Street. And on 16th of July, which is a Saturday, you're going to perform at the Hyper Japan Festival, and two stages. And on 19th of July, you're going to perform at the... Actually, I haven't confirmed where it is, but yeah.
We'll announce it later.
Yeah, right? With Colors as a back band for you, and then yeah, it's gonna be kind of like a big event, even though it's a weekday.
And I'm really happy that each event has different style.
Yeah, exactly. So because at the first time we were thinking to organize two events related to Hyper Japan Festival, so and we needed to split like a. artist who's gonna perform at the Hyper Japan Festival, and there's so many, so we had to like split them to like two events. Like one is in a prayer party, and another one is in a after party. But you know, if we do that, like every like event have the same like a team, like related to Hyper Japan, and that's kind of like gonna be just like in the same events. So. Yeah, like a prayer party is for like still for the Hyper Japan's performers, but you're gonna perform with that as well. And Hyper Japan is a Hyper Japan, and then 90s one. It's like a summer party.
So it's totally different.
And then I think we're going to have not only musicians, but also like dancers, like performers as well. So yeah, I mean, like that's going to be really hard to say. Quite like a mixed culture, new things. Mm. Yeah. So like, it seems like everyone's going to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So yeah, it's going to be really good opportunity for you to perform in a band.
Yeah.
Because you've never done that before, right?
No. And I'm very happy.
Wow. Yeah, I'm very excited to see you singing in a band as well. So, I mean, it's because especially it's the colors. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And also 16th one is exciting for me because I would sing for 60 minutes in total, right?
Yes.
Although
it's two stages,
yeah.
Yes.
And I have never done it before. Like 40 minutes was the maximum performing time for me. So it's also interesting how I would kind of keep the excitement of the audience.
I see. Mm. Yeah, it's like two stages, like 30 minutes each. And yeah, total like 60 minutes. And it's because like so many people come to Hyper Japan. And obviously like if someone see your first stage and if that person interested in you, then they try to see your second stage as well. Then
I wanna surprise them.
Yeah, but what a Hyper Japan Festival, you're gonna perform as a solo and then Charlie as well.
Yeah.
Prince Charlie as well. Mm. Okay, so in that case, yeah, they're going to be very surprised.
I would love to surprise them.
Yeah, why we are talking like this now is because she's going to perform as Chuck. And then, how to say in English? It's a Charlie.
Prince Charlie is a kind of like character. I mean, can I say like humanoid persona?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, he's a boy. I mean, like, we created him. He is a boy who govern an imaginary kingdom called Chariot.
Chariot.
And he would sing in a more aggressive way than I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, because I've seen you being a Charlie before, like face to face we talked.
Yeah.
And at the time, like you were rowing like a boy, right?
Mm.
And then you looked really great. Like you looked really beautiful and gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the way how you talked and then how you set, that was like, it's like a totally like another person. So it was you. It was Stu Chak. But someone else. Yeah. So I quite enjoyed it. I mean, like, the differences between you and Charlie is quite interesting things for me. So I'm really excited to see how, British people react to that.
Mm. And also, like, this is a challenge for me to show two sides of myself.
Mm.
I mean, like, till now I had, like, a kind of vague idea how to, you know, show my different sizes, but then like I would mainly have these two things, like as Chuck and as Charlie, and then like I need to plan how to, you know, kind of differentiate them, and also how to show them, how to promote them, and if you could consult with me.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I can consult with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just because, yeah, we've already introduced you. I mean, like, just Chuck on this radio show, and then we posted some articles on Facebook. So some people might know about you already, but we've never talked about the Charlie before on this radio show, neither this radio show or like on Facebook.
Mm.
So I'm quite, I'm very, how to say, just curious, like, how I should promote Charlie, and you wanna take a picture, as a Charlie, and then you wanna perform as a Charlie. this time. So
yeah, I'm very interested in how to plan that photo project as well, because I want to show that Charlie personality as something part of me. So I would like to play with photo session about that.
Yeah. You just texted me this morning about that.
Yeah,
I'm quite excited about that too. So, right, okay, so I'm going to talk about that later more. I'm sorry, I know. You're running out of time. It's okay. Don't be. Okay, so today's second song. Well, I wish just we could play Charlie's song here, but usually like you guys, Charlie cover some songs.
Vocaloid animation.
Yeah, so we like can't play that songs in on the radio show. So it's gonna be again like a Chuck's song, and this is called The Fairy's Dance. Enjoy it. Listening to Flash on Radio, that was today's guest Chuck with the Fairly Stones. Sometimes I just want to say Japanese
in Japanese.
いいじゃないか、いいじゃないか. So,
yeah.
London.
But we did. I didn't realize that before. But my friend pointed out that I tried to mix up Japanese and English when I talked to her.
What do you mean?
Do you have the same situation? Like, you know, like when you see some object and then you want to talk about it, but then you can't really have the idea like how to say it in Japanese because like, you know, this one you know, but then like you would mix up English and Japanese, like
I do sometimes that too. Yeah. It's kind of like a the bilingual stuff, I think, like because you know two languages. How many languages you can speak?
English, Japanese, and probably like French and German a little bit. Polish, really little bit.
Really? Polish as well? That's... wow. See? She's amazing, right?
Oh, and I'm learning Cantonese. I totally forgot about that. I'm living in Hong Kong.
Yeah. So, like, so many languages.
Not so many. I can't really say that I'm fluent in every single language, but then I can survive, you know. As a kid, I had to survive, so.
I see. Wow. So it's because you told me like you've only lived in London for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be like a new for you. Like there is nothing like surprises for you anymore.
Yeah.
I think. But how do you feel about this tour? What do you want to do? Or like how motivated you are?
Before I was there as a totally, you know, young lady who has no idea about the world, but now I think I like to absorb everything I see, so the attitude in the city would be very different.
That's true. You're still a young lady though. I'm like, no kid anymore. But yeah, you're still a young lady. I have to say that because we both are like the same age, so
yeah.
If you said like you're not young, that means I'm not young anymore. So I have to say.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, like because yeah, so you already lived there, so like it's gonna be totally different things, and then yeah, because I went to London this January.
Oh yeah,
nothing changed, I think.
Oh really? That's
it was
great.
Still London, and then it's oh yeah. I heard like some parts of London, which is like a east parts of London. Like you know, like when I was living in London, like east part was the most how to say, the best place for entertainment, such as the music and arts. But I heard it's changing now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like Kenji told me like Shoreditch is not the place for music anymore or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
So we have to revisit London.
I think so. Yeah. And then like South part is more like involving now or something. And then it's getting me more how to say. When I was living there, yeah, like the south part was the most dangerous area in London, but it's I feel like it's changing now. And
how south is it?
Like, it's like
I don't know,
Vauxhall or like Vauxhall.
Ah,
those areas. Do you know?
Yeah. Okay. Vauxhall? Yeah. It was more south than I thought. You know, like I had like you know, Suburg or something like that in mind. Or this, like,
yeah, like a more like a really dance house. Yeah, I heard that. And still, like west parts of London is still like a city or area for Japanese people. Like most of Japanese people live in Acton town. Those areas. So that's still
central line, right?
Yeah, central. <still remember. laughs> That's still going on, and then north parts of London is still north parts. It's kind of like a posh area, such as West Hampstead. That's my favorite place anyway. And then, yeah, I mean, it's because of how to say, like a, not do not know.
You did it again.
But London tried to, like people try to like. Develop more. So I had like some like venues and like an instrument shop had to close down.
Oh really?
Mm.
There is one really interesting music instrument shop near Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah, that's the Denmark Street, I think. Yeah, like there are so many instrument shop on Denmark Street nearby Tottenham Court Road. And then,
and you think?
I don't know. I didn't check it. So which one you're talking about?
I don't remember the name. I think it's Hobgoblins.
Hobgoblins.
Yeah. They sell really weird music instruments.
Such as?
I got, it's not weird, but I got Irish fruit there. Or, like they sell really weird shaped guitar thing, which was from small village in Scotland or something like that.
like a more traditional?
Yeah, traditional.
Like instrument stuff. Oh. Maybe they couldn't get it popular, or they couldn't get it.
Maybe, but I have to check. I mean, like, they sell... Not, weird would be a different word. I mean, I have to choose another word for it. Exciting music instrument.
That sounds really exciting. Yeah. Yeah, so... I've already put the time mm-hmm. which like we're gonna try to go to like instrument shops on a timetable.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so the, before the gig on the 14th, mm-hmm. like after the rehearsal, like we try to go to instrument shop just mm-hmm. in case, because maybe like Yukino, she's gonna bring her guitar with herself also. So maybe she's gonna need some, you know, strings, or I don't know, like, you know, just in case, like, I'd be thinking just making sure that she's got everything. So, yeah, I think we're going to Denmark Street.
Yeah.
So in that case, like, you can maybe check that if it's still open or closed down. Or, yeah. But I had, like, some shops in on Denmark Street. Yeah, closed down, so it's kind of, like, a shame. Like, if people just try to... How to say, like the music industry, like some people just try to just close and then just try to get it.
That's pity.
Yeah. So it's changing even in London. And like as you know, like all over the world now, like the music industry is changing. So and in London, even though like London is a city for music, yeah, they're changing it. So. It's kind of shame.
Yeah, sad. Yeah. Very sad.
Mm. Yeah, that's London. That London you're going. Yeah. So, you're going to stay like how many days? Just a week or something, I think.
A little bit more than a week, I think. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because I would go there 2 days or 1 day before you, so...
Yes.
Yeah, probably a little bit more than a week.
Yeah, that's true. And the 3 gigs and like a photo shooting as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, so many things gonna happen, like a dance lesson as well. So, I know, like everything sounds interesting for you, but which plan sounds most exciting for you?
Like, you mean which day?
Which day, or like lessons, or like events, or...
Obviously, to me, everything is so new, so I love every single idea related to this London tour. But then when I think about 19th, now I have clear vision how I want to organize the time. I mean, it's 30 minutes, right, in total?
Total, 30 minutes.
So I have clear vision how I want to, like, you know, manage things. So I'm really excited about that.
I think it's because, like, I just told you, like, how the band is going to
be. Oh, yeah.
I should have told you before. I'm sorry. I should have told you before. But maybe I can give you the colors... like songs as well, maybe the date, song and the date. Maybe I can send you the colors, like what original colors that band could be. Then maybe you can imagine that.
Yeah, I've watched the videos on YouTube, I think, before you.
Yeah. Because I played as a colors in March, so maybe, yeah, I can give you a YouTube link and then you can check how they are, and then you're gonna be a part of. I mean, like they're gonna be a part of you. Yeah. So I can't wait. This time I'm not gonna perform anything, but I'm still very excited.
I would have loved to play with you.
I know, like this time, like a week ago or something, I had a meeting with Kenji and Koichi as a flyshot meeting, and then we were like talking about which band should be. Like a Chaka's back band, Yukino's back band, or something like that. And then, yeah, this is Kenji. Just like the last time we talked about the Carla's Tokyo, like he asked me to perform, play bass as your bassist.
Yeah, because the thing is that obviously I have to consider how much I can. Sing or how much you could play or something like that, but before anything else I have to play with a person who I can truly trust.
And,
you know, we have to discuss everything without any extra thing, and then, like, you know, I can say things you know to you without any hesitation, so that's very important to me.
That's sweet, actually. I'm really happy to hear that. Yeah, I really, really want to. And if I had more time, then I would definitely done that. But this time, just I'm too busy to like organize and manage those this tour, all everything. So maybe next time when we go there, or still in Tokyo, yeah, maybe we can do that. And then, you know, Akio-san's going to be every time, you know, anytime he can be drama.
Oh, so, great.
Yeah, and then I can be bassist for you, and then like we can ask someone to play guitar. Then,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, if you, like this time, if you're going to try as a band this time for the first time in your life. So if you like it, just let me know. Then we're going to talk about the, like a Chuck's bar in Tokyo or something like that. And
yeah.
I promise you. You have my word.
Great.
I try to. Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was cunning to ask you on radio, but then I got promised. promised me.
You have my word now. And if you want to listen to it, so. I can't lie. I just do my best.
Great.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Right, okay, so this is the time. So you want to say something for the last? You have any messages or like for the listener? Maybe even some like British people who listen to this radio show and they're waiting for you in London. Maybe.
I really hope that I can surprise them in a good way. I mean, like, you know, I really try my best, so... I know that I don't have proper skill yet, but then I hope that I can convey something to them.
I can't lie. Right, okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, just like a week from now, because today is the 7th of July, and just, yeah, like a week, in a week, in a week, yes. It's gonna be the 14th. So that case, like, yeah, Chuck's gonna be on stage. This time, as a solo, but yeah, then she's gonna perform as a unit and the band as well. And then that's, I mean, like, to be honest, like, when I started managing this project, I didn't imagine that this could be so huge project like this. And now it's gonna be more bigger and bigger, and then like how to say, like for everyone, like because it was just like for us, I mean like for Fly Jam, it was a new thing. But now it seems like for everyone, literally everyone, it's gonna be a new like challenges. So I just don't know how it's gonna be. I'm just too excited, and it's going to be very exciting as well. I'm pretty sure about that, but it's just, I'm just too excited, so I can't say anything else. It's just, yeah, I mean, I really hope that, you know, no one's going to be disappointed or no one's going to be sad. I just want everyone to be happy to go through this project, and like, I really hope that more people is going to be into Chuck's music and Yukino's music, and then you're gonna get more fans, and then yeah, that's all I hope now. Okay, so this special radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese and Thursday we speak in English. Sorry about my voice again, and then hope to see you next week again. So bye.